Hare Krishna. I wish to really thank His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj for opening our eyes to the unseen beauty and glories to Sri Dham Radhakund. Actually, if you enter such a holy place, you can only come there by entering the land of faith. With your material eyes, you cannot really see the transcendental glories of the Aprakrit Dham, that is, the not manifested Dham. However, by listening with an open heart, you can enter the land of Shraddha, and then in that land you will find the things which have been described. You will find in the land of Shraddha the Radha Kund. If you have no Shraddha, you will find a little or a lake which is visited by Indian pilgrimage tourism, and where pandas are waiting for their tourists or pilgrims. But if you come in the land of Shraddha, there you will find a beautiful transcendental lake of love. Liquid love, Srimati Radharani, it's love for Krishna. So let us not do our pilgrimage as tourists perform their pilgrimages by entering. Tourists come and look at what the eyes can see. No, we should enter the land of faith. And this entrance is granted by hearing, and it is a very nice experience to listen today to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. I was greatly benefited. Yesterday, we sat in the evening at the banks of Radha Kund. Noises and sounds were coming down, and we saw the beautiful Kund, and there was some light shimmering from the lamps and the dupas which had been offered by pilgrims. It looked so beautiful, and I was sitting there totally jet-lagged with a mind not knowing if he is in Germany or India. I was looking at the Kund and I was thinking, please let me see you. Please let me feel your presence. Now I'm jet-lagged, I'm topsy-turvy, too much vata. What can I perceive with these eyes? And this morning, when we heard so nicely about how Radha Kund appeared in the spiritual world, how Radha Kund appeared here in this world, when we heard about some of the history of the great Vaishnavas in relationship to Radha Kund, I felt such enthusiasm. And when Radhanath Maharaj made his point, which he will make in every second lecture, that Janavama came and wanted to do service to Raghunath Das Goswami more even than feasting with her eyes on Radha Kund and Shyama Kund, I thought, how wonderful you have explained, and how How befittingly you have explained. With this particular Leela, you have opened the door to the land of Shraddha, the land of faith, and you have allowed us a little glimpse into this. See, in perceptive, or in the psychology of perception, I'm sorry, but I just came from Germany, I'm not so transcendental. In the psychology of perception, there is some information that you may see something, but you may not recognize it. Isn't it? Sometimes you have this. You meet someone, and he asks you, and you look at him, and he asks you, "Do you know me?" You look. And because you don't want to disappoint him, you say there is an idea of knowledge coming in my heart. And then he looks, "Don't you remember when we were together?" And then he starts to talk. And then, after some little help, you begin to say, "Yes, Shyam Das, how are you? You look so old." In other words, this was something about the psychology of perception. You see someone, but you cannot really recognize or perceive him, because the knowledge is not there. Something is not there. It does not connect. So, my dear devotees, this can happen also when you go to a holy place. You see, but you don't see. You see, but you don't perceive. You see, but you don't recognize. Now, the perception, as we understand in spiritual psychology, the perception takes place in the heart. When you see, and in the heart there is some response, "Oh yes, 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 I know," then you understand. So here in this wonderful holy Dham, we also have to learn to see through the heart. Don't just see through the eyes, because you may not see as you look with the eyes. You have to learn to look through the heart, which is opened by the entrance of the beautiful queen. I hope the brahmacharis are still with me. The heart which is opened by the entrance of the beautiful queen of Shraddha. It is Shraddha Devi who, when she enters the heart, will open the heart so that you can actually perceive something as you are in the spiritual world or in the spiritual domain. Yesterday, when sitting before Radhakund in this beautiful scenario, I was very much aware that I needed the entrance of Shraddha Devi in my heart so that I could perceive the holy Dham as it is, or that I could perceive Radhakund as she is. Yes, Radhakund is a she. She is Srimati Radharani. See, many of you have been several times at Radhakund with this very nice Radha Gopinath Yatra. It is said that if one takes a bath in Radhakund, then love of Krishna is entering the heart. Now, many of you have entered Radhakund and bathed. Do you have love of Krishna in your heart? Do you have the same love in your heart for Krishna as Radharani has? I think every humble Vaishnava will say, "Oh Maharaj, don't remind us of these sad subject matters. Say something inspiring, please. We are a little tired. We want to hear something nice." My dear devotees, this is an essential subject matter. Does our process work? This is the question. If it does not work, there's one of two reasons. Either the process is to be discarded, it is wrong, or something is wrong with us. My dear devotees, if you actually want to receive mercy, the mercy of Radhakund, the mercy of a bath in Radhakund, you have to actually bring the right container. If I would now say to you, "Prabhus, I'm very thirsty," I know many would rush forward with a bottle of aqua water and say, "Here it is." Now I can't drink in the Indian way. It will go all over my head and my shirt, and I will look like having taken a bath in Radhakund before, and only having taken a bath in aqua water. I need a cup, a proper container to hold the water. By the way, this is not a subtle indication that you should bring water. It is the philosophical point will soon come. In the same way, if you want to have kripa or mercy, you actually need to bring a cup. The proper container is necessary. The proper container to get the mercy of Krishna, the mercy of Radha Rani, is the same container which you have to bring if you want to enter the land of Shraddha. It's your heart. The only place where you can actually hold kripa is the heart. You can't put it in a metal cup, a glass of kripa. You can't put it in your uttariya, your upper part of the shirt. The only place to really place mercy is the heart. The heart which has been opened by Shraddha. And now I will get a little complicated. If your heart has holes, all the mercy which goes in, they go bzzzt, it will go out. The ordinary heart of the ordinary conditioned soul, like Satchidananda Swami, has many holes. Lust, anger, jealousy, so many things. I don't want to pollute the atmosphere here. As long as the holes are there in the heart, you are not holy, but you are holy. You are full of holes. Yeah. Stop being holy, become holy. I don't know how to pronounce it in English properly. We have to stop having a heart of holes. We have to start getting a heart which keeps the mercy of Krishna. And do you know what does the heart Reparatur, it's in German. What repairs the holy heart? I should say it more clearly. Do you know what repairs the heart which has holes, which is not holy? Do you know what takes care of such a heart? Shraddha? That's right. Faith? Yes. Now, what is the repair which we have to do with our heart? Holy name is always correct. But yes, it is the holy name. Once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur made it clear that you can see the Dham only when you bring the container of the heart. And he said it very clear. He said, Dham means Naam. Because it is through the Naam that the heart will be repaired, and only then in the repaired heart can Shraddha stay and Kripa enter. Once again, only in the heart which is repaired by the offenseless chanting can Shraddha stay and Kripa enter. Now I want to say this again. Only in the heart which is prepared by offenseless chanting can Shraddha enter and stay, and Kripa can be captured. This is very important. As we are now going into Radha, around Sridham Radha Kund, we should try to make the heart repair by chanting with great enthusiasm by chanting, by making a certain connection. My dear devotees, if we chant only with our, I would say, machinery which produces sound, the sound machinery. This is the tongue, the lips, and the lungs which get the air flowing. Then this is not sufficient. We have to actually connect this machinery, the sound machinery, with the heart. The heart which is full of an intense desire to serve. Do you know that to chant means to serve? It is not that we chant so that we are not so spaced out or that we feel well. To chant is actually a work where you serve Krishna and where you beg for further and more service by saying, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service. This is what I wanted to say. I want to now end because we have we are all burning to go into the waters of mercy, and we are burning to open our heart with Shraddha and make it prepare it with the holy name so that the mercy can stay. Isn't it wonderful, my dear devotees, we can actually do what Narada Muni is said to not do. Narada Muni wishes to come to Radha Kund, but he stays at Narada Kund. Narada Kund is a place almost opposite to Kushum Sarova. So we can actually go there because somehow a street has been built, an extra special mercy street which has been built for the Hare Krishna devotees. I really feel like that through the mercy of Srila Prabhupada we can go that mercy road and come here. I wanted to just request you to chant a very nice shloka which has been written by Raghunath Das Goswami. It's a shloka to obtain the mercy of Srimati Radharani. It says, I worship Radha who has beautiful lotus eyes. I remember Radharani who has a very sweet smile on her lips. It's actually when you think of Krishna or when you think of Radharani, you should think of their smiles. This is what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes a sweet smile. It will make you a little. It will dry out the misery from you. And then I speak of Radharani, who is so full of mercy. In fact, that except for Srimati Radharani's mercy, there is no other goal. So please repeat this wonderful shloka, which hopefully will do good to all of us. Please repeat it in unison. I will say it in Sanskrit. One moment. Vajami Radha Aravinda Netra Smarami Radham Maduram Smitasya Vadami Radha Karuna Bharadram Tato Manyan Tato Mamanyati Katiya Nakvapi Bhajami Radha Aravinda Netra Smarami Radham Maduram Smitasya Vadami Radha Karuna Bharadram Tato Mamam Yati Katiya Nakvapi Bhajami Radha Aravinda Netra Smarami Radham Maduram Smitasya Vadami Radha Karuna Bharadram Tato Mamanyasti Kati Nakvapi. Please allow me now to summarize the points which I wanted to transfer into your perception. We cannot see without faith. And we cannot hold mercy without bringing a wholesome heart which has no holes. Now the heart of the conditioned soul can be repaired only by the chanting of the holy name. However, this chanting of the holy name will not work unless or as long as it is in the department of the lip service or the sound machine. We will have to bring our heart to the task of chanting with faith and with full concentration. Then our heart will be repaired more and more, and we will be able to conceive in our heart the mercy of Sri Guru and the mercy of Lord Krishna. Do you know that there are only 2 points necessary for advancement in Krishna consciousness? 2 points only. It is the mercy of Krishna and the attachment, the growing attachment for the devotees. By growing our attachment to the devotees, our Shraddha can grow so that we can chant properly. And then we can contain the mercy of Krishna. This statement about the 2 items necessary for advancement can be found in Chaitanya Chandradaya Natakam, written by Sri Kavi Kanapura. Hare Krishna. So, I really want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being kind and listening. And I want to thank my greatest thank you to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, who somehow bathes me in affection, which is extremely necessary for me to give up my nonsense inclinations, which are numerous. I don't dare to look at him because he always becomes a little angry at me when I say such things. So I will just purposefully look in this direction. I will have the shudders. Hare Krishna. So yes, please advise us what to do now.